Commentator Leah Hager-Cohen sees something familiar in another one of this year's Oscar contenders.
The most memorable image in Million Dollar Baby would have repulsed me a few years ago. It doesn't involve blood or broken noses. It's just a smile. The giddy, irrepressible, slightly incredulous smile that spreads across Hilary Swank's features each time she knocks out an opponent. For most of my life, her smile would have appalled me. But now, I relate to that smile. I see in it the joy of being able to fight for oneself and survive. A few years ago, I walked into a Boston-area boxing gym. Inside, New England's first female Golden Gloves champion was training a bunch of girls from a public housing project. They were growing up in a society that bombards girls with mixed messages about what they're supposed to do with aggression, desire, and strength. In boys, these traits are more valued than squelched. But for a girl to engage in a sport that celebrates such qualities is radical, subversive. It can also be healing. One of the girls had struggled with her hostile urges her whole life. At home, she battled with her mother and her mother's boyfriend. She got into trouble at school. At the slightest provocation, she'd erupt in a hot flurry of fists. Boxing transformed her. It may not be too much to say that it helped save her. Certainly, it gave her the freedom and safety to explore her most untamed drives. At the gym, nobody frowned upon her aggression. It was accepted as legitimate. She learned to harness it in order to reach a new level of maturity. Eventually, her aggression intact, she found greater peace at home, became a stronger student, and left the housing project she hated. She'll be 19 this month. She's no longer boxing. She says her experience in the gym gave her the confidence and discipline to land her where she is today, studying graphic design as a freshman at a four-year college. I see her victory in the smile Hilary Swank radiates each time her character wins another bout. The great thing about that smile is how free it is. Free from stultifying notions about what a woman can and cannot be. Free from the mandate to be gentle, to yield, to be nice. At its best, women's boxing asserts a claim to territory thought to belong exclusively to men. It's not the territory of mindless violence, but of expressing unabashedly our desire to be powerful.
Leah Hager-Cohen is the author of the book Without Apology, Girls, Women, and the Desire to Fight. She trains at the Ring Boxing Club in Boston.